Right now, it is time to travel halfway around the world. And that is, it is time for Around the World with Arjun Singh, who joins us live once a month, but we rebroadcast that once a month, a second time during the course of the month. But Arjun joins us here on Robinhood Radio, and we say good day, Arjun.
Good morning, and it's raining in Jaisalmer.
Still?
Right now. It's raining.
No,
it started just 10 minutes before, but it never happens that while I'm speaking and it's raining here. So it's really raining here and unbelievable for last 3 days, sometimes for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So it's like that. So right now it's raining in Jaisalmer, and it's a big, big news for all of us. I think everyone is so happy. The farmers, especially animals, I can see the dogs, the stray dogs running on the roads there. They're looking so excited now, because the water is everywhere on the roads there. And as I complete my show, I will just start a live video. And I think, may God help me to just keep this and continue till for more 10 minutes. And you can see the water on the roads here in Jaisalmer. So it's raining here in Jaisalmer, and it's a big news for all of us.
I've seen the videos that you posted, I think it was last week, of the rain.
You showed it to me.
Of the rain that was falling, which was pretty amazing. You got a lot of rain last week as well.
Yes. Is this year actually? That was the last hope for us, because that was the last week of August and the beginning of September. Because if we miss this time, I think that could be a frequent drought here. But we are so fortunate, especially the farmers, the villagers, the animals. Because in the city, it's of no use for sure. But the temperature is right now as not. It was like 120, 122 for in the months of May and June. But right now, I think it's good for all of us, and especially. When I see at the animals, actually, just a couple of weeks before, they were in trouble. Even the dogs I could see wandering on the road just for a drop of water. They were just going here and there. But now I think everything is fine with that. And it's raining, and it's good for us, for all of us, good for farmers, good for animals and everywhere. So it's a big news for us. And I think this year is quite lucky for all of us.
And how long does it last? When does the season, if you will, end?
I think this is the end, but I think for us it's a beginning now. So hopefully two more days still on the weather prediction. When I checked, because it never happens then when you check a weather prediction and it's written that the cloudy in Jaisalmer or mostly cloudy in Jaisalmer, it never happens. Even I posted just a photo on my Facebook that there was on the weather prediction. It was written that mostly cloudy. It never happens. For us, it's a big, big news. When we see the clouds in the sky for a whole day and people take the pictures, or they just go on the rooftop and they just take selfies with the clouds in the sky there. So two more days, still a hope for all of us. And I think it did rain all over in India in month of August, but we were the only, Jaisalmer is the only area, and we had no rain at that time. But just at the last, because now it's not raining in other part of India, but it's raining only in Jaisalmer. I think the bit very lucky we all are. And now, whenever I just go in the evening out of my home, and we have small temples at every street and the market there, you can see the hundreds of people there and offering the gifts there, sweets, oil, clothing, because they think that the God is so great for all of us that finally we got some water here in Jaisalmer.
And then, so they give offerings after the water comes? Offerings
of thanks? When it rains, they think that the God, they just heard their prayers, and then they just offer a lot of things, especially they do like to offer the clothing for the God. So you can see lots of things in the temples there. The priest become very happy because that all gifts go to that priest who just in the temple there. So they like to just give sweets, oil, even vegetables and clothing. So the temples are full with the gifts everywhere right now. And even outside the temples, we see the many beggars are there, because people, when they just go in the temple, they just give some things to the beggars also. So the whole scenery changed in Jaisalmer, because it was... for more than 2 and 3 months, complete extreme heat. The temperature was near 120, and everyone was saying it's too hot to it. But now the rain on the roads, rain in the just Jaisalmer, and the water on the roads there everywhere. So everyone is so happy with that.
And does it slow things down? Or is it, I don't know if you
know. I think the people get excited, especially because the people who are just sitting in the houses there, now they just come out. They don't care about it. Everyone likes to just take a bath in the water there. The kids in the streets there, animals there. So it becomes where the whole city becomes full of life there. And even the women, they just come out and they celebrate. For us, it's just like a festival. Nothing. I think we celebrate the Holi and Deepavali. These are big festivals. But I think this is the time. This is more excitement is there when we have the rain. And I think that is the real festival for all of us when there is raining, and especially in the day. Because Girdhar has a complaint every time. He says that it rains at the night, and in the morning I have to go to the school. But for last couple of days, it started raining in the morning at 7:30 or 8, and then there was no school. So kids become so happy because first thing is that no school that day, and then it's raining. So they go out, they play on the roads there. Everyone likes to just celebrate this special moment. For all of us, it's just like more than a festival. And a special thanks goes every time to the God, and everyone looks at the sky and say, thank God, finally we got it.
Well, we are very, very happy that finally you got it.
You know, and I have to say you're getting so good with your video because I watched two or three of the clips of the video, and one thing I noticed with the rain in Jaisalmer is there doesn't appear to be any drainage system for the rain. So obviously the rain falls, it gets a little deep, and then it just soaks into the ground, right?
Yes, no, we don't have proper drainage system for because we know that there's no water. So definitely no proper drainage system with small drainage as people have. And if it rains for more than 10 to 20 minutes, then the water is on the roads there, in the streets there. And it's like 1 feet and 2 feet. It looks like it's flooding there. The reason is that there's no proper drainage system. We have a big fort just in the middle of the city. It's about 3,000 to 4,000 people living in the fort. So the whole water comes from the fort to the old town, and then from old town to the other parts of the town. And there is no proper drainage. No big canal is there for the water to go out. So everything looks that, well, it did rain for more than 24 hours. But if it rains for 30 minutes, it looks like that it is raining for the last couple of days. So it's just because of that. But the people, they don't complain about it. When we just go on the roads, we see the water there. There are some bumps in the roads there. And people fall down from the motorbikes, from the cycles. And they face a lot of troubles, a lot of problems. But every time you can see, they are just laughing, smiling, and with a jolly mood. Because they say, thank God, finally there is water and it's raining, so who cares if they are in trouble for a day or for some time. So no complaint at all, and everyone is happy with that.
Now, do you try to do residents try to capture the rain and store the water?
No, not at all. There is no system like that, because all the water goes out and people don't just store this. But I think it's good, because in this area, in the villages, we have tube wells, and the water level is about 800 to 1,000 feet down there. So if it rains good, and then hopefully sometimes the level of the water comes up, and it's like 800 to 700, 100 feet increasing water availability is there. So it's good for the villagers especially, but in the city, no one likes to just, but definitely, like when it rains, at that time, he used to store just for a 1 or 2 liter water. For them, it's just like the holy water, and they just used it if we have festivals or some celebrations at that time, or we have some marriages, weddings, every time. So they just store that 1 or 2 liter water of the rainwater. For them, that was the most holy water, and they used in that time. But right now, it's not like that we store in our water tanks, because we have underground water tanks, but it's not connected from the rooftop, so we can get the water. All the water goes out on the roads there.
And then it goes into the drains?
There is no drains. Just goes into groundwater.
The
groundwater goes into the wells that are down there. And what you sound very happy about this, Arjun.
I am happy. And one other thing, the good thing for us, that the one new member came in our family, my younger brother, son, and on Saturday night. So we got one new member in our family. So Girdhar has one more cousin brother. And so now I have a son, Girdhar, and my son, my brother, younger brother, has two sons now. So it's good for all of us that one more new member to our family. My mother is so happy to have a boy, because, you know, we are still living in traditions where when you have a boy, you celebrate a lot. So my mother, so excited with the rainy season.
Between
the
rain and the boy.
A boy. Yes, then a boy.
All right. Well, we will speak to you once again at the live at the first of next month, but we'll also rebroadcast this show in a couple of weeks. And keep up the good work, Desert Teacher.
And congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
To your mother.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to give just one more special information, that Girdhar wrote a very small mini book. It's like because he read all the series of Harry Potter, so he wrote a small book, and that is City of Hindenbell, and it's going to be published on a website. Hopefully, I will send you the link, and because we are getting a copy of that book soon from USA.
All right.
Well, when we find out about it, we'll publicize this book as well. All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, Arjun. Take care. That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio.